The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good morning. Welcome back to hour number two of the Power Hour. This is Thursday, April 20th, 2023. We're at 8 o'clock Central Time right now, for those of you, the open lines. Well, we have a guest on our show that obviously you want to probably hear what he has to say because he's got a double PhD. I know you people are saying, yeah, that means piled higher and deeper. No, actually, it means Kirk Elliott has done his homework. That's what it means. And we appreciate Kirk being on here. And see, the reason we have him on, it's because of the fact that the unions apparently, in their infinite wisdom, decided that they were going to pull the plug. I told you yesterday about the fact that when one of these vessels that comes in on the Pacific Ocean goes cruising into L.A. and Long Beach to the docks there, they have to stop. I've been told this because I was out there in January. I saw the Long Beach dock, and I was informed by a very well, a very knowledgeable attorney out there that they stop 20 miles out because the inertia of the ship causes it to continue to cruise in into the dock. Because if they came in and shut off their engines any sooner into that, they'd end up crashing into the docks. So, but we have a different problem now. It's another nationwide supply chain mess that looks like it's going to happen thanks to the unions effectively shutting down the ports of LA and Long Beach. Dr. Kirk Elliott, thanks so much for joining us here on the show.
It's my pleasure to be with you.
So anyway, do we have a coming economic hell? Is this really what's going on? I mean, you're an economist. You've seen this. You've read the numbers. You've seen everything that's happening. I mean, they're printing money, and that's what you want to call it, fiat currency, like it's going out of style. It's caused so much inflation, yet they can sit there and pat themselves on the back and say they did a good thing. Is that true?
Well, it's all true, Dave. And I'm sorry to say it. I mean, good grief. We're Americans. We want our dollar to be strong. We want our country to be amazing. But we have we suffer from a lack of leadership at the executive level. I mean, so as we look back here a little bit, I remember a video that I saw in October. So this isn't new news, but it's so appropriate for today, right? So here we have Biden being interviewed in an ice cream parlor.
I get the visual.
Yeah. So he's got this waffle cone, right, with two scoops in it, and he's going lick, 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 right? And it's like, and the reporter says, hey, President Biden, are you concerned about the demise of the US dollar? And his answer was, well, no. But I'm concerned about the growth of the global economy. It's like, wait, what? So here's the president of the United States, not concerned about the dollar, but concerned about the rest of the world instead, right? It's like, what country are you the president of, right? So then subsequent actions after that prove that point, right? I don't ever want anybody to take my word for anything, right? I want to, let's just look at the facts, right? So with the Russia-Ukraine conflict, what is he doing with some of the relief funds? He's basically bailing out the Ukrainian pension funds with billions of dollars. It's like, what about our pension fund? What about our retirees who are hurting and feeling the inflationary mess that you've created with the rising interest rates and the lowering wages and the lack of jobs? Why don't you bail ours out? You know, I don't want any bailouts, really. But they're bailing out other country stuff. So this actually goes to his philosophy and ideology that the rest of the world is more important than the United States. And this also corresponds with the ideology, and there is a method to my madness here, there is, of the World Economic Forum, the Bank of International Settlements, the G20 nations, the G7, right? They all are in alignment under this one thing. So here's where we've got that as the backdrop, lack of leadership, right? This is the problem to most of what we're seeing right now. So then you look back over the years, but really recently over the last 6 to 9 months, the rise of the BRICS nations is that, I mean, they've like a phoenix rising out of the ashes kind of a thing. It's like, poof, where did this all come from all of a sudden? It's not all of a sudden. This has been going on for a long, long time, right? But what we're seeing recently, the BRICS nations, why are they in the news? Why is it such a big deal? Because they want to replace the U.S. dollar as the world's reserve currency. So how do you do that? So the world's reserve currency, I'll take one step back and explain what that is. So all international settlements are traded in the U.S. dollar. You know, so going back to July of 1944, the Bretton Woods Act made the U.S. dollar the world's reserve currency. And basically, international settlements were kind of backed by gold, right? So this added some international stability to the monetary system. So then in 1971, Nixon closed that window, right? So now there's absolutely zero gold backing. And why did he do that? He gets a lot of flack for it, but it's like, I would have probably done the same thing, because that one action caused massive amounts of inflation when there was absolutely zero gold backing, right? But France wanted repayment from a debt, and they wanted it in gold. And Nixon said, now you can take our stinky U.S. dollars. We're keeping the gold, right? So that's basically why he did it. I understand why he did it, but there's consequences to every action, right? So the consequences that were massive inflation. And so, but then 2 years after that, 1973, we kind of changed what the reserve currency status is, and we're now the petrodollar. So the petrodollar came into existence in 1973. So we went from completely gold-backed currency prior to Bretton Woods to kind of gold-backed during, you know, that time frame from the 40s to the 70s to now no gold backing at all. We're now an oil-backed currency for all intents and purposes. So that means all oil settlements internationally are traded in the U.S. dollar. So what we have to do then as a country, and if I were a policymaker, I'd push back a little bit here, right? Because the rest of the world is saying, hey, America, you're printing way too many dollars. You're flooding the world with your money, and it's like monopoly money, and it's creating inflation. You've got all this debt. It's like, wait a second. We have to print more money than what we need domestically to fund all these international settlements of oil, right? So this is why reserve currencies all have a lifespan, because people's memories are short. Ow. Right. It's like, if you go back hundreds, I mean, you could go back almost 1,000 years, right? There's always been a reserve currency. Before us, it was the British pound sterling. Before that, there's the French franc. You had the Portugal currency. You had the Spanish currency. You had the Dutch currency, right? So the average lifespan is about 45 to 105 years. So that's the lifespan, because people say, you've squandered your time in the sun. It's over. We're picking a new reserve currency, right? So this is why they all have a lifespan. So I think it's by design, right? I think it truly is by design, because the people who make this stuff up, they're not stupid. You know, people say, well, Biden's so stupid. The G20 nations are all so stupid. It's like, no, they're not. They're evil. There's a difference between being stupid and being evil, right? And so I just don't agree with their ways, but it's because they're evil, right? So now the BRICS nations are rising up saying, we want to be the world's reserve currency. But you can't just say, I want to be the world's reserve currency, then it's yours. It's like, you can't just pass the baton like that. You need some things to happen. You have to have a super strong economy, military, and political clout. You know, you have to have all that. So individually, the countries of the BRICS nations, China, Russia, Brazil, India, they don't really, and not any one of them fill that criteria, but collectively they do, right? So now they've got this collective union of countries, and they're adding more to it, right? So it's not just Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa anymore. They're adding Saudi Arabia. Mexico petitioned to be part of the BRICS nations 2 weeks ago. Imagine this one, Dave. We've got problems with China right now. Imagine if China were on our southern border, how ugly that would be.
I thought they already were, Kirk.
Well, they pretty much, for all intents and purposes, are. But once they solidify that union, it's like, okay, it's lights out, right? I mean, good gracious. So then they've got all these other countries. There's like 20 or 30 countries petitioning for admittance into the BRICS nations right now as we speak. And why? Because they want to be the world's reserve currency. They're building up that political, economic, military might. So now they've got this backdrop set. So then they have to do another thing. They have to dismantle the economy of the United States so people will want change. Right? It's like if there's a crisis that's bad enough, people will scream for something different. Because what comes with this? What comes with this is overarching to all of this, and that's a central bank digital currency.
Yeah, I knew you were going to get to that. I knew that was coming.
Yeah, 90% of all the central banks around the world are moving towards a central bank digital currency, and they're viewing it as, hey, this is transparency, it's accountability, it's rules, it's regulation, it's oversight. We got to fix the banking system. We got to fix the economy. Here comes our answer. It's this amazing knight on a shiny white horse riding in to save the day. And really, what we have to always remember is the people that are bringing in central bank digital currency are the same ones that have the banking system now that they claim is broken. Never, note to self, never actually take a policy that's going to fix something from the people that broke it, right? It's like, no. But they want their old system to break of paper-based money, fiat-based money creation, because that's private, right? You can go to the grocery store or the farmer's market to any place and use cash, and nobody knows that it was you that did it, right? You're not trackable that way. Cash is private. Well, they're beyond the point of wanting anything that's private in this digital world that we're living in. So here comes central bank digital currency. Now, in last year at the World Government Forum in Abu Dhabi, Dr. Pippa Malmgren, basically the chief economist for the World Economic Forum, summed it up really good. She said, well, CBDC is coming. See, this was last summer, and it's really now bearing upon us now. So she's not lying, but of course she's not. They're not hiding in the shadows. This isn't a conspiracy theory, right? They're bragging about it. It's like a missionary brags about their faith to the rest of the world. This is the faith of the globalists, right? They are bragging about it. They're not hiding in the shadows. 3 to 5 years ago, you know, at the World Economic Forum meetings, you know, they're speaking in code and hushed voices and cloaked in the shadows. No, not anymore. They're just saying, this is what we're going to do, and nobody's going to care, right? And it's like, they're bragging about it. And so what did she say, though? Central bank digital currency is coming, and it's right upon us, and it's programmable money, and it's going to be tied to your digital social profile. And because it's programmable money, we have the ability to cut you off from buying or selling if we don't like you, if your digital social profile doesn't match up to the narrative. So what is that? That's people control. If you really want to control a person, you control what they buy or sell, and then you control that person. Right.
What about the chip in the hand, though? See, that's the thing that really bothers a lot of our listeners here, Dr. Elliott.
Well, that's a really creepy thing, because anybody who's listening to this, their antennas should be perked up saying, what? The ability to cut you off from buying or selling, that might be Revelation 13:17, right? It's like, it is. I mean, I truly believe that that is the mark of the beast, right? Because they said it, not me. It's their own words. Yeah, if we don't like you, we'll be able to cut you off from buying or selling. Okay. Well, we've heard about this for thousands of years. And you know, as I was a kid reading through the Bible, and even as an adult, it's like, how in the world could the Antichrist even come to power with all this rules and regulations and chopping people's heads off and being so awful? And it's like, well, how could he ever be a popular person, right? Well, you look at what's happening today. There's no opposition to the stuff. There's from people on our side, but most of the world is like, oh, this is a good thing. This is going to bring rules and regulation. Why? Because they're demonizing everything that's against them. See, you have to get rid of paper cash for this system to work, because that's still private. This basically boils down to people control and being able to tax everything about you, right? Because you can't tax something that you don't know, but everything's digital. Oh, yeah, there's going to be revenue that comes from that. So what are they doing? They're demonizing cash. When was the last time, Dave, you went to the bank and tried to take out a couple $1,000s for a vacation? You just, I want a bunch of 20s because I don't know if my credit card's going to get hit with fraud or whatever, and I want some cash. And they say, whoa, what do you want cash for? It's like,
customer.
I mean, seriously, it's like, well, what do you care? It's the legal tender of the country. I want some cash, right? So imagine trying to deposit it, too. You're depositing it into their system. It's like, where'd you get this cash? Where did it come from? What are you doing? And it's like, what? It's cash. Good grief. It's not a big deal.
But fill out the CTR if it's more than 10 grand.
I mean, they're treating you like a criminal for having cash, right? So then they're also demonizing cryptocurrency, right? FTX went down. BlockFi went down. They're demonizing Bitcoin. They say, like, oh, you can't have this cryptocurrency that's decentralized blockchain because there's no accountability. Nobody even knows what it is. But how about us? How about a central bank digital currency that's centralized, that has rules and regulation and oversight and transparency and accountability? It's like, oh, yeah, that sounds like a great idea, right? I mean, this is what people might think. So they're demonizing cash, they're demonizing cryptocurrency to bring it in because they have a really hard marketing effort here, hard PR. When you look at it and it's like, okay, we're a bank that's run by the government. Who trusts the government? Well, hardly anybody. Who trusts banks? Well, hardly anybody. That's also said, we're a government, we're a run bank that has the ability to cut you off from buying or selling if we don't like you. It's like, okay, nobody wants that, but that's what they're selling. Right. So then they have to actually change the narrative to say everything else is bad, but we're good. Right. So this is what they're talking about here. So the BRICS nations rising up, they want this world reserve currency. Right. So they've got their central bank digital currency. They want to back theirs with gold. It's like, well, Dr. Kerr, you love currencies backed with gold, don't you? It's like, yeah, unless it's a central bank digital currency, because they're using it as the carrot. Right. To bring people in. Once you get into that system, you're not getting it out. That's like watching one of those creepy horror movies or suspense movies. It's like, no, don't go in that door. There's something behind it. Right. Yeah, but then somebody always goes through that door. And it's like, oh, I knew it was going to happen. Right. Yeah. So this is what is happening with them. They're using gold as the carrot. So they've got everything in place almost. Right. So you're dismantling the petrodollar. It all demand for the U.S. dollar is basically tied up in petrodollar because there is no demand otherwise. It's like, why in the world would people want the U.S. currency when we've got trillions of dollars of debt, quadrillions of dollars of derivatives debt? Our wages are declining. People are being laid off. Our taxes are high. I mean, our economy stinks, right? So you take away the petrodollar. What are they forcing us to do? They're actually forcing us to print money like there's no tomorrow, because if there's no built-in inflow, then we still have to print to raise the debt ceiling, to fund expenditures, entitlements, Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, everything that takes to run a country, right? So they're doing that. Now, you also have to dismantle people's faith and credit in the banking system. They don't want people to even trust the banks. So that's happening right now, right? But all of this happens because there's a lack of leadership. This is why the BRICS nations are striking. Right. Because they see that comment from Biden back in October. I mean, that's not the only comment they saw. They just know his ways. Right. So it's like, ooh, if we're going to be the world's reserve currency and we've dismantled the petrodollar and we've dismantled people's faith and credit in the banks and there's a lack of leadership, they've already proven that they're not going to do anything to people global. They're more concerned about the global economy than the domestic. Let's go in now. We're going to have zero opposition. Right. To get their ways. And so this is what's happening. So when you look at everything that's going on, China's rising up, but they're not ready for complete economic collapse yet. They're just not. Sorry, I've got this like sun that's coming in. That's like crazy.
Yeah, it sure is. Yeah. The thing is, I mean, you're making all valid points here. And now we've got Alex Mooney from West Virginia, Andy Biggs and Paul Gosar from Arizona introducing H.R. 2435, which is a gold standard restoration act to facilitate the repegging of the volatile Federal Reserve note to a fixed weight of gold bullion. I'm not seeing this going anywhere, really, because you have to have a supply of gold to redeem with, don't you? Like the silver certificate? You used to be able to take – I have a whole bunch of them. I can't take them to the bank now and they give me 0.999 or 990 fine silver. They're not going to do that anymore. It's by the wayside. How are they going to reinstitute something like this, fighting the global system? I mean, and then I have to ask myself, like the Bank of North Dakota, great. The whole state is in the positive. I got to ask myself, are the states going to have to fight back on this?
The states are going to have to fight back. I mean, so that bill that is being floated, it sounds great. But there's still issues with it. They're basing it still on a fiat-based money creation system, the side of the Fed. Right? So you've got to get rid of that completely. Then you just simply have to have a dollar that's pegged by gold. Instead of having – okay, so look at it backwards, okay? So if you wanted a gold-backed currency, don't have a currency that you can print out of thin air. Right, because if it's backed by gold, then gold could hit $50, $80, $100,000 an ounce, right? I mean, you just have to keep floating that up, which is great for people that own gold, right? But it still doesn't fix the issue of print money at will. It just causes the price of gold to go up, which is great for people who own gold. But if you really want to do it, you can't print money unless there's an ounce of gold already available. So look at it backwards, right? That's what would actually have a real gold standard. So that's so. But now I think what will happen is banks are going to have to rise up. See, Texas is floating an issue now.
I know. I signed on for that, H.R. 174.
So this one's interesting to me because words matter, right? So what are they doing? They're wanting their central bank digital currency. Okay. Countries can have central bank digital currency, not states. States don't have a central bank, right? So what are they saying? Are they saying they're going to plan on seceding from the union and being their own country? I mean, because they can have state charters.
Yeah, but Dr. Elliott, it's called Texit. And yes, they are trying to get a referendum act out there. They are doing it. Yeah. And I know because I'm a Texit local coordinator politically. So, yeah, we're all trying to push for that.
Yeah, but see, words matter, Dave. So when you could say we're going to have a state chartered bank, great. We're going to have our own central bank digital currency that's backed by gold. Central banks are reserved pretty much for nations, right? So the fact that Texas is using that language is very interesting to me. I could be reading way too much into it, but I don't think that I am. Right?
Well, that sounds scary, even by the fact that Texas is saying central bank digital currency. It's like, no, we want an actual physical, what we're used to having and holding from this day forward. That's what we want. We don't want this digital thing because that means somebody is controlling our very behavior. And then, I mean, it's like, how are you going to pay your property taxes if they're going to require it digitally and they shut you off and taking all your money? You can't pay your property taxes. Therefore, the county comes in and foreclose. You can't pay your mortgage, so the bank comes in and foreclose. And this is why you will own nothing and you'll be happy, according to the World Economic Forum, because once they implement this crap, it's game over.
Yeah. I mean, so this is everything that's happening. So this dismantling of the U.S. economy, the dismantling of faith in our banking system, I believe is all meant to be. So what does that mean for us? It means that the U.S. is now in fighting retaliation mode, except we don't have any fighters at the helm, right? But so all they do is what they think they know how to do, and that's print money, right? So the inflation is going to continue to persist, and it's going to ramp up. This is my prediction in a world where I don't like to make predictions, but this is just obvious to me. And so they're going to continue to raise rates to slow down that inflation because there's two ways to slow down inflation. Number one, you stop printing money. It's like, well, they're not going to do that. That's the only thing keeping the economy afloat right now. And politicians want to keep getting reelected. So they keep kicking the can down the road for the next congressman, the next congresswoman to figure out. Right. So they're going to keep printing money and therefore they're going to have to keep raising rates. Well, at some point you hit a point of critical mass. This is what happened in the early 80s. Right. Remember when Reagan came in, interest rates got up to 18%. If you had a mortgage back then, it was 18% on 30 years. Right. Why did they do that? Because inflation was 14.2%. Okay. Clinton in 1996 changed the way that they measure inflation. They understated it on purpose so they didn't have to send out government entitlement checks. Right. So if you use the same metrics from 1983, inflation today is not 6.1%, like they say. When you look at basically, if you look at apples to apples comparison, it's 20 to 25% is the inflation today, which means if they want to slow it down with interest rates have to be greater than 25%.
Oh my.
That's going to be a hard struggle. So America's got a lot of pain still in front of it economically, and there's this battle. There's this battle that's happening. Who is going to win out? Here's where I don't want people to be left in. It's like, man, David Kirk, you're talking about the worst stuff in the world. There's things that you can do to protect yourself and to thrive, right, truly to thrive, which is how I can have a smile on my face. Because just because we're getting central bank digital currency, world where there's no guarantees, guaranteed we're getting them. They have too much runway, right? But doesn't mean that we keep them. just like anything in life. If you want a good marriage, you better focus on your communication. If you want to be healthy, focus on eating right, focus on working out. You will get what you put attention and focus to. That's what will get momentum. So we don't want central bank digital currency. Don't give it attention, right? Focus on something else, silver for barter, a gold-backed dollar. Maybe they're going to have some kind of quantum financial system or some other cryptocurrency that comes up. We don't know. We don't know what the next steps look like. All I know is that there will be options for us running parallel to that.
Yeah, and in the parallel meantime, economy. Yeah.
Yeah, parallel economy. For
gotta
sure.
Love it. I got a phone caller, Sherry in Kansas. You're on the phone with Dr. Kirk Elliott. Go.
Couple of things in the mix you didn't bring up is the technocracy movement, and we have to stop the banks from the fractional reserve system. You know, everybody else that works for a living has to earn their money, but the banks get to take the deposits and have very little reserve on the books, and they get to create money out of nothing. And that's a big thing. But the United States has been for years going around starting wars to secure the all the wealth in the world, the real wealth, for the technocracy system that they're trying to put into effect with this digital currency right now. So those are a couple of things I wanted to throw into the mix.
Okay, appreciate that, Sherry. We only got about a minute and a half left, and I want Dr. Elliott to answer that. I appreciate it. Thanks.
Well, Sherry's right, right? It's what we're talking about is the end of a system, central bank digital currency as we know it, but don't believe it for a second that central banks as we know it, fiat currency is ending to be replaced with digital currency. It's no different. And what Sherry said is spot on, because if you've got digital currency, it's easy to create trillions of dollars of inflation. You just have some nerd at a computer going, okay, add a bunch of zeros, boom, done, inflation. To actually print money to $1 trillion worth of money, it takes some effort, right? So what they're bringing in is going to bring more. The technocrats are going to make it, issuing currency way easier. Inflation is going to persist. So how do you protect and preserve? You get into something that's tangible, something that's real, right? Like gold or silver. That's why currencies want to be backed by gold, right? Because it's real. It's hard to get it out of the earth. It has meaning. It has value, right? So allocate into that even now. I'd rather be 9 months early, 6 months early, 3 months early than one day late. And over the last 2.5 weeks, Dave, silver's up 21%. Over the last six months, over 40%. Over the last 3 years, it's up over 110%.
Yeah, so that's why we love it.
My stocks and bonds are going to the tank. It's like, yes, but there is a solution. You just have to take that leap of faith, act accordingly, and be in the right place at the right time, and you can thrive even during times like this.
Yep, there you go. Dr. Kirk Elliott, we're going to have you back on again as things start to unfold. We appreciate you being on the show. Priscilla Romans with Great Care joins us after the break. Stay with us.
Trailblazer, leading the way in providing our customers with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. We have worked hand in hand helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service, educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being means so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars. And when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
Hi, it's It's Joyce Reilly with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with Olive Oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that olive oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
And we're back at 32 minutes after the hour of 8 a.m. Central Time. It's Thursday, April 20th, 2023. Dave Krieger with you. You know, I'll tell you something. March 25th was a very busy day for a lot of people. For me, I was at the Halt Hospital Homicide Convention in San Antonio as the MC and host for 10 hours. And boy, I was hearing all sorts of testimonials from families of victims who were murdered by hospitals. And one of the reasons why that date is so important is because there was another litigation conference going on March 25th and 26th. And that litigation conference featured a speaker who has been on our show a couple of times. She is the founder and CEO of Graith Care LLC. That's G-R-A-I-T-H. I have met her, Priscilla Romans, at the Clay Clark Reawaken America tour. She has been a speaker there as well. And, of course, this advocacy group plans tools for parents to talk to their doctors about their kids. Right now, these doctors have been given instructions about vaccines and about people who are rebellious. They have a code now that they're going to give people who refuse to take the jab, and they're going to be targeting people. I mean, this is all part of the game plan. They want to put your loved one in a hospital. They want to give them Run Death Is Near, which is Brian Artis's name for remdesivir, contains snake venom peptides, going to shut down your kidneys. Then they're going to stick a tube down you, which is called intubation. It's called putting them on a ventilator. They're going to pump your system then with all sorts of fluids, which is going to fill up your mediastinum, which is the area that contains your heart and your great vessels. and they're going to choke your lungs and everything else on the inside, and you will drown in your own fluids. And they will write down COVID, and the hospitals will get paid lots and lots of money. And see, people at this convention, much like where Priscilla was speaking, are clueless. They go into the hospital, they put their faith in the doctors, and what do the doctors do? Screw them. We had an actual nurse, Nicole Sapp, who came on the show, and they murdered her own father, who was a doctor who was actually practicing in the very hospital who murdered him. And the nurse stood outside as the doctors were making her rounds and said, that man deserves everything he gets because he didn't take the jab. You know, crap like that, if you don't have an advocate, you're in trouble. And that's one of the reasons why Priscilla's back on the show with us today, is because they've helped 27 states worth of people last year in being advocates for them, intervening in crisis situations like this. Priscilla, welcome back to the show.
Well, yeah, thanks for having me. I mean, we've got to catch up because it's not 27 states. We have actually helped somebody in all 50 states now, and we have helped people in 3 different continents, 10 different countries. So we are everywhere. People call us from all sorts of different ends of the spectrum and all sorts of age groups. And it's exciting because people are now realizing how empowered they can be when they have an advocate to help back them up, and an independent advocate, because we don't work for the big healthcare systems or the big pharmaceutical companies. What we do is we work for our members, and it's really exciting. The COVID litigation conference that you spoke of, it was amazing to see the amount of attorneys all in one place talking about the subjects that everybody wants somebody to be held accountable. And what's really interesting about this conference, I was invited to come speak on the hospital negligence panel with, you know, great people, Pierre Corey, Paul Merrick, Ralph Larego, and his partner Beth. They were one of the first ones to actually get ivermectin in a hospital in Manhattan in early 2021, and they did it in another 40, I think it's about 40 states they also did that in. So what's great about this is the fact that there is winning, but people don't realize, how do you even start? And how do you even prepare? And that conference where you were hosting at, you know, the hardest part about this is we've stood up for a lot of these very, very tough cases. But you have to, I would alert your audience to not delaying and having a prepared plan for what you're going to do if you get sick. But even better, what are you going to do to stay healthy? Let's do that so we don't have to even talk about getting sick, right? So there's a mindset change. Let's stop reacting to issues. Let's get in front of it. And one of the best ways we do that is people call us. Yesterday we had a gal call, and she said, look, I'm feeling okay. She was in her 80s. She goes, I'm feeling okay, but I think I just need a plan. Just in case something were to change, that I just know who my advocate I can call, and I can make sure, like, I can get around things a lot quicker. I don't want to get real sick. And that is the shifting of what we're doing in the healthcare system. So everybody's going, we need an alternative system. We need an alternative system. I'm like, yeah, we're doing it right here at GraveCare. We are doing it because we match people with an advocate that best fits their need. And then we go to work for them. Right now, we're finding an actual hospital for a client in an Ohio hospital right now that's been in there for a very, very long time, very, very sick. And the wife wants certain things done that they're not willing to do. It is not a COVID hospitalization. That's what the great COVID casualty is with this. There's a lot of people that got missed for the right diagnosis because everybody was focused on COVID. And some of these people were not properly taken care of. Their needs were not listened to. And so that's why you have an independent advocate. So, Dave, we're everywhere now. And I think at this point we've done it all. And I just tell people, do not wait for crisis. Please go to our website at greatcare.com. That's G-R-A-I-T-H, care, C-A-R-E.com. Click the enroll now. There's also our number is right on the website. You need to call. You need to call and you need to prepare because they are still up to, and when I say they, we're talking the WHO. They want full control and they are not elected by us. And I would raise flags up about all of that because they have given us bad advice, bad recommendations, and it has led to many people's death. So get an advocate.
Well, and the thing is, too, is now this COVID litigation conference, did that happen to have been in Atlanta?
Yeah, it was Atlanta, Georgia. It was put on by the Steve Kirsch, his Vaccine Safety Research Foundation, and the Mendenhall Group. And Warner Mendenhall is the attorney's office out of Ohio. He has several attorneys on his team. And they are taking several cases that are making movement. And part of the reason we were asked is because I've talked with Warner, and he goes, Priscilla, what are you guys doing that could help us as attorneys? I was like, well, first of all, you got to get your life together because you attorneys don't know the healthcare system like we do. And we can help get these leads on cases to make sure they actually get put in front of the right attorney at the right time. And so you guys can pursue the case because when we're in an active case, and we know there is some red flags that are happening, and we know there was negligence that is happening. We know as a third party what we need to do for our clients, and that's very powerful because we understand how to navigate and we understand how to pin it down because you, in the court of law, you cannot win off of emotion. Now, I am not legal. But I understand the healthcare system, and that's why we're helping these attorneys that can help pursue these cases. Now, from that conference, we have attorneys' offices calling Grace Care saying, hey, can you help us with looking at this case because we're not for sure of some of the terminology? Can you help us kind of put the pieces of the puzzle together? Yep, we can do that. Because when you understand the system and you have the background and you've been in it, it makes you a whole lot better in order to find what you need to find. Now, some cases we'll never find stuff.
I know. It's amazing, though, because we actually live streamed from your conference to our conference, and Warner was on first, and then Reiner Fulmich came on. And we were doing a Q&A with him at the conference. I was actually asking Reiner a bunch of questions from the lectern and because I was emceeing the event, and it was just listening to half of these people that were in there. I had a lady from Michigan bite my head off when I told her she went way past her time to speak. And she basically came right out and said, I have PTSD and I'm going to finish and get out of my face and I'm not shutting up and knit it, you know, went off. I mean, Tom Rentz was there. He wanted to be at the COVID litigation conference in Atlanta. Yep. I know Paul Davis was supposed to speak at our event. He was at the COVID litigation conference. So you had a big audience of attorneys that actually Tom Rentz spoke for a lot of you when he got up to speak, and people were riveted because the thing is that it's a never-ending battle to try to get relief when you don't know all the medical ins and outs, which is one of the reasons why you team up with attorneys. That's why you were at that conference, and for good reason.
Yeah. Yeah, well, there's a way to do this, and like I told the attorneys, I don't even like attorneys to begin with. I mean, most people don't trust them, and of course, they all laughed. But the reality is we have to use our strengths, and we have to start uniting and coming together because the people have been harmed, and they have their people now are missing at dinner tables. They're sitting there, and they no longer have their loved one. Their spouse, their mom, their dad. And it's very, very, when you work these cases and you collaborate and you build a relationship with real people in these situations, it changes your life. Do you realize how important today is and how important what you do to take action is so important? So from my standpoint, if you don't have an advocate and you don't know how to navigate the system, you're really screwed. That is just the pure, honest truth. And now there's a lot of good doctors out there that we know of, that we work with. And the good news is that we do have hope. We have people calling with post-COVID issues that are really struggling, that are still coming up with E. coli, infection after infection. And that goes with what Dr. Artis talks about, you know, with infections and the replication in terms of what's going on within these infections in the body, and the normal antibiotics are not working. Well, you have to start thinking differently, and your medical doctor that's in the traditional system doesn't think differently because they are very good at writing prescriptions and they are very good at sending you for diagnostics. But they are not as good these days as differential diagnosis, meaning what else could be happening, right? What else is the root cause? And when you ignore the root cause, you never get better. You stay in a continued cycle of sickness. So if you want to get out of it, you've got to start doing something different, and you've got to start thinking differently. And the best way I know is to team up with an advocate. And also, even with Grave Care, I don't know if you know this, Dave, but even people, our members at Grave Care, if they want Dr. Artis or even Dr. Henry Ely to weigh in on their information, they actually are doing reviews on our members. Because people go, you know what, I'm kind of sick and tired of the same answers, the same antibiotic, and my GI system, my belly is ripped apart, and I would really like to look at this differently. And so we like options. In healthcare, you should be getting all of your options. Then you can make the decision. That was the whole problem with this whole situation, is that people never got all of their options. They only got one protocol. That sounds like a socialism system, and we don't want socialism in healthcare. We want individual patient care. That's what we want.
Yep, makes sense. Now, folks, this is coming from somebody who is a registered nurse, who has a Bachelor of Science in Nursing and a Master's of Science in Nursing, who founded this for good reason, damn good reason. And that is to make sure that you don't wind up a victim in a hospital with somebody that only knows one protocol, and that's the protocol the CDC and Tony Fauci and everybody else put on these hospitals and forced them to act like that, but then they incentivized them. Just like they did with Scott Shara's daughter, and they murdered Grace. And I know you know that story, Priscilla, but they murdered Grace with a combination of drugs, with Presidex, with Ativan, with morphine. And they murdered her with it. They gave it to her way past the point in time. Scott Shara now has filed a lawsuit. He was just on the show last week talking about it. So the thing is now people are fighting back. But see, we don't want you doing it when it's too late. And that's what Priscilla is trying to get the word across. If you have a question, we still have a little bit of time left in the show today. The number is 844-769-2944. And this is also available to those of you who have gotten the jab and have woke up and realized, oh my God, what have I done? I'm getting sick over and over again. I'm having things happen to me that I don't understand. I mean, you end up like Bob Snow, the pilot in American Airlines that literally dropped dead in the cockpit after taxiing into the gate at Dallas-Fort Worth Airport. I mean, this is the kind of stuff we're talking about, folks. You know, it doesn't matter what situation you're in. If you don't have somebody there to speak for you that knows the ins and outs of the health profession, like Priscilla just said, you're screwed. So if you have a question, now's the time to call. Priscilla, any other comments?
Yeah, the COVID-19 jabs, injections, bioweapon, whatever people want to call it, we are getting an enormous volume of calls for help now.
Oh,
and it is typically somebody in the family that was against it. Their family member is now sick. We've taken care of that member who did not get it. And we just got a call yesterday from a gentleman up in the Midwest. We've taken care of him. We actually helped him kill his cancer 2 years ago. And he called and said, look, my brother's here with me. He's turning 60 this year. He got the Moderna. And he's really sick. He woke up with heart palpitations, and he went to the doctor. The doctor is saying now he's in heart failure. His ejection fraction is in the 20s now. It was normal 2 years ago, and he was on no medication prior to this. Now he's on a lot of medication because of his heart condition, because he was what's called AFib. And I asked the gentleman, I said, when you talked to your doctor, did your doctor say anything about the potential adverse reaction or a vaccine injury from the Moderna that you got? And he goes, no. He goes, do you think it could be? I said, I do think that could be a possibility, but what I'm going to tell you is your doctor who promoted the vaccine has a conflict of interest in going down the rabbit hole of a vaccine injury to figure out the root cause. I said, so we're going to have to look at this differently if you want to, if you want to. And he goes, I need help. He goes, I've got to keep working. He goes, I can't die. He goes, I don't know what to do. So we got a game plan for him. We got him some hope again. We're working his game plan. We're going to use some traditional health care, and we're going to use alternative holistic for him because that's what he wants. We meet people where they're at. That is the love of advocacy, and we love people. We want to pray for them. If they need prayer, we're here for them. We are doing something different that nobody else is doing in the healthcare system. So I would just employ your audience to reach out. Do not live in fear, because fear is deadly.
It is. And see, the thing is that in order to get into this program, you have to enroll. You got to go to graithcare.com. That's GRAITHCARE.com. And you can't wait until the proverbial caca hits the fan before you do it. The best time to do it is before you need it. That way they can line you up with an advocate, match somebody that understands your health care needs and can assist you in this, and bring in doctors and attorneys if necessary. They have a number that you can call if you got your pencil and paper handy. I know you've been writing this down, so I'm going to give you the number. You can call or text this number, 469-864-7149. Write it down, 469-864-7149. Now, if you missed that and you didn't have a pen and paper handy, go back to thepowerhour.com and listen to our archive and get that number. Again, we're also going to post it on your email blast so that you will have it handy so that you can call up. You can go to the website, graithcare.com, and enroll and get yourself an advocate. Now, especially if you're a senior citizen or you know somebody that has taken the jab, their family member, they've been fighting with you forever and a day while you have said, you know what, you're shedding on me. I'm getting sick every time I hang around you. That may be a reason that you need to call Great Care, is because you need somebody to help guide you through this in trying to resolve the family conflict, because this is what's happening in a lot of families right now, because shedding is real. People who have gotten the jab actually are emitting the spike proteins, and it's infecting people who have not been vaccinated. So you have to understand that this kind of stuff is going on. This is not conspiracy theory stuff. There are doctors out there that understand this, that do not think that you are a quack. And so, you know, that you're not out there. You need to understand that there are people out here like Great Care and Priscilla Romans that actually care. Had I not met Priscilla in person and seen and heard everything that she's doing, and talked to other doctors like Dr. Brian Artis, who was at the Halt Hospital homicide event in San Antonio at the same time Priscilla was in Atlanta. I mean, see, we have a very small world when it comes to helping people. And Priscilla, like us, we're all about solutions. And we really thank you for being on the show. Again, I can't say enough about everything that you've done for people. And I'll have to update my show notes to show that you've been helping people. I didn't even know you were on three continents.
Yeah, it's amazing. God's been so good. And one of my goals was to say, I want to help everybody in all 50 states. And just to do that, for a small business, I have no marketing team. All we have is God on our side. And it's been great, but be able to help people overseas and our friends in those areas, it's been fantastic. And we do have a nonprofit site as well, just so you know that. For people that are in financial hardships, If you do call and you are in a financial hardship, let our intake specialist know. When you do call, you actually get a human being that will call you back, usually same day. If you call at like midnight, which a lot of people do, she will call you back the next day. But we help people as quickly as possible. Our turnaround time is excellent. And just for your audience, in terms of Medicare, we do have insurance advocates that have many, many decades of experience in the commercial insurance market, supplements, and Medicare appeals, denials, how to use it so you can get all the benefits that you should be getting. We have people that can defend you, and they know their business, and we are helping people right now with all of their insurance issues. So we've got it all here at Grace Care.
Okay, now the nonprofit aspect you're talking about is what?
So the nonprofit is called Grateful Giving. It's on our website as well. There's a Donate Now button. So people can generously donate, get their taxable donations in for the year. We had people that have donated. And what happens is we have people that come to us that really need help. And if they can't afford Grace Care on their own, they can apply for a financial hardship and get donated advocacy time because of generous donations.
We appreciate that. We're out of time. Priscilla Romans, thanks so much for joining us. I'm glad we had a chance to recap what happened last month. God bless you and everything that you're doing for all these people out here. We're all about solutions. We will be back tomorrow with our Feel Good Friday performance here on the Power Hour. In the meantime, God bless you and God bless the United States of America. See you tomorrow.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall here to tell you about a North American urban spice product called Chaga Max. This product is considered SOD or superoxide dismutase. This is an enzyme found in all living cells. SOD helps break down potentially harmful oxygen molecules in cells. Chaga Max is fortified with the powers of wild oregano and wild birch bark. Get your Chaga Max by calling 877-817-9829 or go to thepowermall.com. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.